بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم. أما بعد، in today's tarawih we cover the surahs of Surah Yasin, Surah Safat, Surah Sa'ad, and the first half of Surah Zumar. In Surah Yasin, the Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressed, and the revelation he brought is discussed. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being addressed, like mentioned, and the revelation he brought is being discussed. The letters Yasin are generally accepted as one of those things, one of those parts of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge to. The surah is considered to be the heart of the Quran because it, number one, concerns the central figure in Islam, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It teaches and discusses the teaching of the revelation, and number three, it discusses the hereafter. The surah was revealed in the early or middle Meccan period because it refers to the hereafter. The surah is read when offering prayers for a Muslim who has passed away. The Quran, which was revealed to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quran al-Hakim, full of wisdom for those who follow the straight path. To the disbelievers, it matters not whether you warn them or not, they will not believe. Only those who follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message and fear Him and fear the unseen will gain guidance. The parable and the similitude of the people of a city is given. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down two Nabi and Rasul prophets to them, the people rejected them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ, Allah sent a third prophet to strengthen the other two. But what happened is that people rejected them with the usual excuses. The prophets replied, our duty is only to announce the clear message. The people then accused the prophets for bringing ill luck to them, and they actually threaten to kill and punish these people, these prophets. Then a man from the farthest end of the city came to them running and asked them to and requested them to obey the prophets. He was a true believer and was promised a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people still refused to listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped them out with a terrible explosion and punishment. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs around you. they all bear witness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The earth dies and revives. The plentiful food and water. The creation of all life in pairs. The night and the day. The sun and the moon following their orbits by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and permission. And the ships that sail gracefully on the waters for man's use. From these signs, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rejectors will be destroyed when they least expect a misfortune to even touch them. On the day of judgment, Yawm al Qiyamah, the good will be pleased. The sinners will suffer a horrible punishment. Even their hands will speak. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And their feet will bear witness to their evil deeds. Revelation and nature teach man for his own good in the hereafter. Hence we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should glorify him. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he discusses that throughout the heavens and the earth, the conflict between good and evil has continued. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared the lower heaven for God against all stubborn, rebellious, evil spirits. Shayateen and jinn. On the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revelation and messengers fought and defeated evil. Evil and good will finally be sorted on the day of judgment. Peace and victory came to no other than Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, Elias and Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, in their conflict with evil. Once Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was swallowed by a big fish, and then he glorified Allah from within its belly. He too gained peace and victory. The fish cast him forth on the shore. Later, he preached to more than 100,000 people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messengers are always victorious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon this blessing Quran. Amen. Akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.